Hello, you're listening to CFRU 93.3 in Guelph. My name's Colin King, and next we'll talk to a woman named Mary Jansen. She's the project coordinator for a program in Cambridge called Neighborhood Conflict Crisis Resolution Services. Boy, say that 10 times fast, eh?
Try.
Bit of a tongue twister. Anyway, welcome to CFRU, Mary.
Thank you.
Maybe we could start off, you could just describe the program.
The program is basically a pre-conflict resolution service for the residents who live in the two catchment areas in Cambridge. The catchment areas are called Christopher Champlain and Southwood. And that's the basic premise of the project.
Okay. Now, how did this get started in the first place?
It got started through the two neighborhoods noticing that they wanted a different way of dealing with conflict, and they approached their community centers, and then the community centers approached community justice initiatives. And the three of them put their heads together and wrote up a proposal, which was sent to Trillium. And through that whole process, we've come to the start of the project.
Great. Okay. How long has it been in existence?
It started January 2003, and Trillium has committed to funding for 3 years.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
So, how has it been going? Are you getting good response?
At this point, there has been a really good response with networking, with agencies that could possibly be involved with the residents of those communities' lives, such as the police and family and children's services and housing. The residents themselves haven't responded in the way of using mediation, because mediation also needs some foundational work for people to understand what it means. So there are residents who come in and talk to me on a regular basis, or even just on a crisis basis, whereby I do a lot of de-escalation with them and problem solving, which could lead to mediation, could lead to a referral, could lead to them just doing one-on-one with me to figure out how to problem solve.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How many people are in these catchment areas that may be making use of the service?
Well, in the Southwood catchment area, there's roughly 5,000 people per population, and in Christopher Champlain, I believe it's 10,000. Right now, I'm working out of the community centers in those two catchment areas, so the centers are part of housing complexes, and in Southwood, there's 68 housing units, and in Christopher Champlain, there's 58. So I'm trying to network with a lot of the residents that live in those complexes. Mm-hmm. To spread the word about the project.
Just, I guess you're so new, you're still trying to increase awareness, really.
That's a big part of it.
Yeah.
I think also another big part of it is the community education aspect, because the idea of mediation is so new to a lot of people. They need to be aware of what the pros and the cons are for mediation and how it can help them.
Mm-hmm. Well, what kinds of... Or I guess it's difficult to say what would be a typical type of problem someone would bring, but what kind of situations are you finding yourself involved with?
Well, there's a lot of parent-child disagreements, misunderstandings. There's a lot of neighbor disputes, and a lot of people need referrals in regards to housing issues or a listening ear when family and children's services are involved and their children have been apprehended. They want somebody to listen to what's happened and to de-escalate where they're at that point in time.
Mm-hmm. So is it primarily adults that you work with?
Actually, no. I work with children as well. At Christopher Champlain, we've started a program called Young Peacekeepers. And that's a fun program that is going to address different age groups as the year goes on. And we'll start that at Southwood as well. And it's basically for school-age children. The other place where I work with children is that I've become a resource for schools within those two catchment areas. And the reason I'm a resource is very often conflict that the school experiences is conflict that's brought to the school from neighbor disputes or disputes that children are having, specifically bullying issues and name calling, etc. And when they experience it outside of school hours and school property, the school isn't able to do anything about it. And so then the project can step in and work with the parties involved and try to work out some kind of solution so that it doesn't always affect the children's lives at school and doesn't always affect the classroom life and the school life.
That's great. Yeah. So are you involved with training the children to in mediation skills?
I'm hoping that that will end up happening because there's the idea of peer mediation programs at the schools, which would teach a certain number of children to help other peers that are experiencing problems. So in essence, children the same age would be mediating for children younger than them and children their own age. And it's a phenomenal experience to watch kids help other kids work through conflicts in a positive way.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm hoping that that will end up being part of the project down the road.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Do you see the program expanding into other neighborhoods, or is it going to be just within the Cambridge area?
Well, I'm not sure if it will go outside of Cambridge, but one of the expectations of the program at the end of 3 years is that there will be a booklet or a handbook, per se, written up in regards to the lessons learned and the policies and procedures that the project has had to develop. And that is hopefully going to be used in other Cambridge neighborhoods by the neighborhood associations. And that's supposed to be done by the end of 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
It could get pretty big then, eh? If it takes off.
Yeah, it could if it takes off. Yeah.
Hopefully you'll have a little help with this.
Or yeah.
I guess you must have some volunteers helping at this stage, or is that something you're just trying to get going as well?
We're just trying to get that going now. I've got some mediation training lined up for November, and one of the expectations is that there will be at least 36 people trained in mediation by the end of 3 years. So to be able to get to that point, there has to be all the logistics and the foundation of a project like this laid down first and the networking started so that you can get your volunteers to the point where they will be used in respect to having cases. And that's why the networking with the agencies needs to happen as well.
How long would it take for someone to acquire the mediation skills required to resolve some of these situations?
At present, the training for mediation is roughly 32 hours, and they are placed on a first case with an experienced mediator to start with, and then they slowly build towards going on their own. So there will also be monthly support meetings as mediators experience different cases and need to debrief and talk about what they've experienced. So it's a continual learning process and continuing to sharpen their skills that they learned as a mediator.
Great. Well, maybe on that note, how could, if any of our listeners are interested in helping out, what should they do?
Well, if they live in those catchment areas in Cambridge, they can give the project a call, myself specifically, at either of the two neighborhood associations. And other than that, if they're interested in mediation and volunteering as a mediator, they could contact Community Justice Initiatives in Kitchener-Waterloo.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to share about the program?
I don't think so. I think we've covered pretty much everything.
It sounds pretty exciting. It sounds like it really could have an impact in in these areas.
I'm excited about it. I think it's a way for people to learn new skills and change their life in respects to how they deal with conflict, because conflict is something that we experience every day. And it all depends upon how you work with it and make it work for you. That will change the direction of the way your life is going to go. And it's phenomenal to see somebody change the way their life is going to go just by choosing a different way.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in, Mary.
Well, thank you.
I'll just give the numbers for Christopher Champlain Community Center. The telephone number is 740-8565. The Southwood Community Center is at 621-2930. And the project sponsor, Community Justice Initiatives, is at 744-6549. Thanks a lot, Mary.